It's time for Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
God's people, this is your man, Kirk Franklin. And for everybody who's a little discouraged and brokenhearted, here's something that'll lift you up.
Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
On 96.3 WHUR.
Hallelujah.
Hey, everybody. It's Frank Ski, and it is time for your Inspirational Vitamin. Can we talk about toxic people at your job? Oh, boy. Toxic people at your job. We've all got them. The folks that you're like, oh my God, you're making this workplace terrible. Coming into work every day with attitudes. Every day there's a problem. Every day there's a complaint. Every day somebody's after them. Every day somebody doesn't like them. Every day making your job even harder. And that toxic person could be your boss or the person in the cubicle next to you. Here's something that is for sure. Some people think that if they go to a job that they love, they don't necessarily have to work as hard. So they feel that if they're working hard, evidently there's something wrong with the job. Now, nothing can be further from the truth. You can have the job that you love. You love. And guess what? That job may be the hardest working job you've ever had. Let me tell you what the Bible says about this and how it relates to toxic people. In Galatians 3, it says, "Work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do as though you were working for God Himself." You see, the difference between you and I and those toxic people at our job, we understand that the job is just a job, and we are working it because we love it, and we are working it because we understand that we still have to represent for God. I know when I encounter toxic people at work, I kind of tune them out because I don't want them to bring me down. See, the reason why we call them toxic people is because their toxic attitude can become yours if you're not careful. I'm Frank Ski, and that's your Inspirational Vitamin on 96.3 WHUR.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I'll ever need to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for all.
What it means.
More of you, less of me.
that's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus,
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't let us. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
You're the savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
96.3 WHUR, celebrating 49 years of sounding like Washington.